This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. The New Mexico Supreme Court has rejected a Republican challenge to emergency procedures in the State House of Representatives that have moved hearings and deliberations almost entirely online as a precaution against COVID-19. The High Court declined to hear the lawsuit from leading Republican House legislators today in a shortly worded order. Democratic House Speaker Brian Egoff says that emergency legislative procedures that rely heavily on video conferencing are necessary in light of the pandemic. He says more people are participating in online legislative hearings than could possibly fit physically into committee rooms under normal circumstances. An unnamed Republican lawmaker tested positive in January for the coronavirus at the Capitol, along with several staff. The State House is closed to the public and lobbyists, while the House limits participation in floor sessions to the Speaker and one additional legislator from each party. State officials confirmed today they are seeking permission from federal officials to waive standardized reading, math, and science testing for another year, citing difficulties stemming from the pandemic. The request comes as most class and study time is taking place remotely, and public health restrictions make it difficult to conduct thorough testing of math and reading, particularly at younger grade levels. Teacher advocates have long opposed requirements for standardized testing and say they're even worse in light of the pandemic. Without robust testing, however, policymakers are uncertain if and how much students are falling behind. The federal waiver request goes against the recommendations of legislative researchers who in January called for an even earlier assessment of students. Without a baseline, they said fall testing won't provide useful measures of progress. The Legislative Finance Committee estimated that students lost between 3 and 12 months of academic progress last summer. The State House of Representatives today endorsed a proposed constitutional amendment that could funnel more than $1 billion toward early childhood education over the next 6 years in New Mexico. The Democratic-dominated House voted today in favor of the initiative that would tap an additional 1% share each year from the state's $20 billion land-grant permanent fund and expand beneficiaries to include pre-kindergarten. A competing proposal sponsored by Democratic Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth would increase trust distributions to K-12 education. Approval of the House plan sets the stage for compromise negotiations that might allocate new money to both early childhood education and K-12 schools. Increasing withdrawals from the permanent fund from 5 to 6% would limit future earnings on investments and could limit spending on education in the long run. Approval by the legislature would trigger a statewide vote on the amendment during a future election, and Congress must also authorize changes to the state's land-grant trust. This is KUNM.